to the October council meeting for the City of Perth. I'd ask the CEO to read the prayer, please.
Thanks, Chair. Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, CEO. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people, and pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. In doing so, I now declare the meeting open and call for apologies. I know we have one apology from Commissioner McMath. Any other apologies? No. Okay, question time for the public and notifications of deputations. I do have one question. Mr. CEO, could you please read out the question? Or do we have somebody in the gallery who wants to read out the question? Mr. Eels, you in the gallery? Please come forward. Thank you. Yeah, please go ahead, sir.
Okay, that's my first one of these. So, this is in relation to agenda item 13.1, which is a development at 180 Bennett Street. I'm a resident of the building directly next door to that one. I did put a submission in as part of the consultation period. Most of them were answered in the report, but one that was raised was about the impact during the demolition and construction phases, especially since we butt up directly against the building. So it wasn't clear for me in the report what steps would be taken to prevent adverse negative impacts on the adjacent properties during demolition and construction, including but limited to noise, access, subsidence, physical building damage, which could be from demolition or construction activities, both structural and cosmetic.
Thanks, Mr. Eels. Look, they're very valid concerns, and I do have a response that the CEO can provide.
Thanks, Chair. And Mr. Eels, if you're still here at the end of the meeting and you require any clarification, Margaret Smith, Manager of Development Approvals, Margaret, you might like to put your hand up. We'll happily clarify anything if it's not clear by my response, but this response can also be given to you in writing. So Condition 14 of the Recommendation to Council for Item 13.1 requires the submission of a demolition and a construction management plan prepared in accordance with the City's construction and demolition plan pro forma that is to be approved by the City prior to the developer applying for a demolition or building permit. So the construction and demolition plan pro forma requires the submission of a dilapidation report to record the current condition and identify any existing damage of all the adjacent buildings and any city infrastructure prior to the works being undertaken. Also, under the Building Act, should the builder do any work that is reasonably likely to affect the adjoining land, the building must notify and or obtain, I think that might be the builder, not the building, must notify and or obtain the consent of the affected landowner before commencing the proposed work. And there are two forms for giving notice and requesting consent, which we'll outline. The City can enforce any non-compliance with these requirements if consent is not obtained where it's required, and a penalty of up to $25,000 applies for non-compliance under the Building Act 2011. The plan that I've talked about also requires the lodgement of a traffic management plan to address traffic and pedestrian issues that could arise during the work, and the developer must provide proposed parking details to ensure that there's adequate parking for worksite personnel. And then under the Regulation 13 of the Environmental Protection Noise Regulations 1997, All construction work being undertaken must comply with the control of environmental noise practices, and there's a detailed guide on that, with permissible work only from the hours of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Monday to Saturday. And a complaints management plan is to be prepared as part of the construction and demolition plan. So I think that would probably adequately answer it, but there's a lot more detail if you need it.
Mr. Eales will obviously give you that information in writing, but I would suggest that you do make contact with Margaret, just to keep a line of communication open, just in case that you require any liaison through the project.
Yeah, thank you. I'm misrepresenting the other owners in the building.
Okay, lovely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have any other questions? Mr. Kotsoglo, you did require a deputation, so please come forward. Yeah, I didn't say to him.
Yeah. Chief Commissioner, Commissioner Kosova, officers, members of the gallery, I'm here to speak in relation to item 13.2. You've received the briefing note, and I expect and would anticipate you are fully familiar with that. I don't wish to take up any more time than I need to. We have previously espoused our views on it, and I'm here for any questions should you require. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kotsoglo. Commissioner Kotsova, do you have any questions?
Through you, Chair, no, not of Mr.
Okay, thank you, nor do I. So thank you for making yourself available. It's much appreciated. Thank you. Okay, right, next we have members on leave of absence, an application for leave of absence, zero. Confirmation of minutes. Can I please move a motion that the ordinary council meeting minutes of the 24th of September 2019 and the special council meeting minutes of the 3rd of October 2019 be received as a true and correct record? Thank you, Commissioner Kosova. That is carried 2-0. Right, announcements by the Chair Commissioner. I have a few. Firstly, today I received Dr. David Bologna, Consul of Italy for Western Australia, to discuss the strength of the sister city partnership between the City of Vasto and the City of Perth, which I'm delighted to say is now celebrating its 30th anniversary. On behalf of the Lord Mayor of the City of Vasto, Consul Bologna presented the City of Perth with a commemorative scroll reaffirming the sister city relationship between Perth and Vasto, which was originally signed in 1999. On behalf of the City of Perth and our community, I would like to thank the City of Vasto and acknowledge them for the scroll, and also thank Consul Bologna for presenting it to the City. I certainly look forward to continuing our relationship and strong people links to the people in Vasto for many years to come. Okay, I've got a couple of other announcements to make. Firstly, I'd like to welcome Bill Parker, our newly appointed General Manager of the Corporate Services Alliance. Bill was previously the Shire Clerk at Denmark and comes to the city with significant experience in corporate development, finance, and also property valuation. So he's very welcome to our city. Welcome, Bill. I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun and do a great job. I'd also like to acknowledge the efforts of Robert Farley, who's not leaving us, but for the past 11 months he has been the Acting Director, just recently the General Manager of the Planning and Development Alliance, and the new General Manager, Jason Miriaglotta, will be commencing duties, I understand, within a couple of weeks.
And next Monday.
Next Monday, there you go, a couple of days. And therefore, Rob will resume his existing role. So, well done, Robert, in what have been very difficult times. You've done a really, really professional job that has been appreciated by all. Thank you. And that is the end of the announcements. Right, we can now move on to the disclosure of members' interests. Councillor Cassava. Commissioner Cassava, sorry. Okay, neither do I. We do have the reporting of an officer's interest. That's Mr. Conrad Seidel, the Alliance Manager, Community Amenity and Safety, and it's in relation to third-party contributions for item 13.18. Okay, moving on from that, questions by members, of which due notice have been given. There is none. There has been a significant amount of correspondence received at the City of Perth over the last month, none of which will appear on this agenda. There are no petitions, and the matters for which the meeting may be closed are confidential attachments 13.22, 13.22B and 13.22C relating to the design and supply of illuminated Christmas decorations. And I understand that there is a process we need to go through there, Mr. Ridgewell, to satisfy the new provisions of the Local Government Act. Okay, now, moving on now to the items of business, we do have an understanding of items that will be carried en bloc, and Commissioner Cassava, could you please just keep an eye on me here and make sure I get it right based upon what you want and what I want. I'd firstly move that items 13.1, 13.3, 13.4, 13.5, 13.9, 13.10, 13.11, 13.14, 13.15, 13.16, 13.17, 13.18, 13.19, 13.22 be carried en bloc.
Not 13.22.
My apologies, because we have that process. Sorry, ending at 13.21. I would move that they be carried en bloc. Okay, we need to vote on that now. So all in favour? Aye. Thank you. Okay, now we'll move on to the individual items. And the first item for consideration is item 13.2, a proposed LED roof sign displaying variable third-party advertising content and plant room additions to the existing office building. Councillor Cassava, I understand that you have an alternate motion that has been prepared by the staff.
Through you, Chair Commissioner, yes, that's the case. I would propose that the alternate motion be moved, which is to recommend, or not to recommend, but to approve the proposed sign subject to a number of conditions that the staff have kindly prepared.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Cassava. I'm happy to second that motion. So on that basis, I'll put the motion. Those in favour, carried. Moving on now to item 13.6, which is the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding with Denpasar City, Indonesia. And I would like to move an alternate motion, which essentially is that Council endorses a Memorandum of Understanding between the City of Perth and Denpasar City, serving to initiate the development of more formal relationships based upon creative and digital ecosystems.
Happy to second that.
Thank you, Commissioner Cassava. I'd like to speak to that. The Indonesia is Australia's closest trading partner, and it is important that the city develops relationships with other cities that provide us with significant economic development opportunity and benefit, and it is obvious that the Denpasar, with its close tourism relationship with the City of Perth, can provide that. So it's early days yet, but I would see this as a very positive move. Okay, do you have anything to say?
I agree.
Okay, good. In that case, we'll vote, and I'm sure 2-0. Thank you. Okay, the next item on the agenda is item 13.12, submission on the draft Perth Water Bunanburra Precinct Plan, and I understand, Commissioner Kosova, that you have provided an alternate recommendation for consideration. So could you please read it out?
Thank you. Sure. Through the Chair, thank you for that. Yes, it's whilst the alternate or the amended recommendation I'm proposing does keep the essence of the staff recommendation, it also substantially changes some of the text and adds new text. So if you'd like me to, I'm happy to read through all of it.
If you could summarise the areas
sure.
that you change might be appropriate.
Yeah.
So this is, for the benefit of the gallery, this is the officer's recommendation plus the following amendments by Commissioner Kosova. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair Commissioner. Yes, I wholeheartedly agree with the officer's submission in relation to the draft precinct plan, though I think it's perhaps worth the city just providing some qualifications in relation to the draft submission that administration has kindly prepared. They relate to four key areas. The first is recognising or proposing that the draft precinct plan be restructured to more clearly reflect and differentiate between its three primary functions as opposed to just being a single document. Its three primary functions, as I see it, are to firstly guide the Swan River Trust and Department of Biodiversity, Conservation and Attractions responses to future plans and proposals. Secondly, to inform but not to dictate the plans and proposals of local governments and private sector stakeholders in the area affected by the plan. And thirdly, to present a consolidated state government position on the planning for use, management and development of Crown and government-owned or managed areas that are covered by the plan. Secondly, to delete reference where it appears throughout the plan to policy areas, because the precinct plan is just that, it is not a policy document. Thirdly, delete reference to development requirements where they appear in all parts of the plan and substitute that with something a little bit more appropriate, recognising that it's not the role of this particular plan to prescribe requirements that developments must comply with. As a suggested alternative, they could incorporate text or terminology along the lines of desired outcomes, which from a strategic planning viewpoint then flow quite well from the objectives. And lastly, to require the mapped view corridors and strategic landmarks contained in the draft plan to also include the areas from the Perth Convention and Exhibition Centre to Mount Eliza, the South Perth Peninsula from Narrows Bridge to Men Street Jetty, and the eastern edge of the city of Perth, generally between the Causeway and Claysbrook Cove. Because in my opinion, and following from the brief discussion we had at the council briefing last week, those areas also do represent strategic landmarks and view corridors to and from the river. And lastly, making an adjustment to Officer Recommendation 2 to more overtly express that whilst the city supports the draft precinct plan, its submission on the plan does not constitute acceptance of the accountabilities and actions allocated to the City of Perth under that plan, as those matters will need to be the subject of future discussions and agreement with relevant state government agencies to determine whether, how, when and to what extent they are actioned by the City of Perth in future.
Thank you. So do you wish to say anything or close, or are you happy to vote?
Happy to vote.
Okay, well, I'll put that to the motion. Those in favour? Thank you. Motion is carried 2-0. Moving on to item 13.13, the initiation of amendment number 41 to city planning scheme number 2 to introduce a Northbridge special entertainment precinct. Commissioner Kosova, you have an alternate motion.
Yes, thank you, Chair Commissioner. I would propose that consideration of this item be deferred to allow further information to be provided to Commissioners, and I'm happy to speak to that should you require it.
Okay, thank you. There were some other elements of that motion. Did you want to carry forward them? It probably would be helpful to just list them, please.
Thank you, Chair Commissioner. Look, in the first instance, I'd just like to commend staff for the efforts that they've put in relation to what is an extremely complex and multifaceted proposal that straddles both planning and legislative and development considerations, as well as environmental protection noise matters at local and state level. So I commend staff for their substantial work in attempting to pull the amendment together and to make sense of what's otherwise a very complex beast. Having said that, though, I do think the complexity of the proposal that's before us does warrant some further careful consideration and discussion with officers so that commissioners can better understand and receive advice and further information from the city and other relevant stakeholders in relation to the following four key points. Firstly, to seek to address commissioner feedback that's been provided on the drafting, structure and application of the proposed special control area provisions. Secondly, to address the impacts on and risks for existing entertainment venues within the scheme amendment area. Thirdly, the impacts on and risks for future noise-sensitive premises within the scheme amendment area, particularly future residential and mixed-use developments. And fourth, the reasons for including the Perth Cultural Precinct and nearby existing entertainment venues in the frame rather than the core area, and the options, consequences, benefits and disbenefits of revising that approach.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Kosova. I'm very happy to second that. Did you want to speak for it?
No, I'm happy. I think it's self-explanatory.
Yes, thank you. And look, I must thank you for your work there and also acknowledge the excellent work of the staff involved in dealing with this extremely complex matter. And I think it's important that we, when we do vote on this, we have all the information and we are comfortable with the risks and impacts associated with this proposal. So on that basis, I put the vote. Those in favour? Item is carried 2-0. Thank you. Now, the CEO has informed me that I've made a mistake, that I included item 13.21 in the en bloc considerations when, in fact, it shouldn't have been. So is it possible to note that in the minutes that that was not included?
Yes, please.
Thank you. So, therefore, I would like to move item 13.21, which is an alternate motion with the same impact, and I'll read it out, that council approves the 12-month trial of three-hour free parking on weekends and public holidays in His Majesty's Pier Street and Perth Cultural Centre car parks and on street bays in Hay and Murray Streets, in proximity to the CBD retail core, commencing from 15th of November 2019. And for the purpose of the minutes, can I please record a footnote that that the commissioners acknowledge and receive the information and analysis contained regarding compliance of the National Competition Policy Principles in relation to this proposal. Thank you. Okay, firstly, in closing the debate on this, I'd like to acknowledge the efforts of the staff, because it certainly hasn't been easy bringing this all together in such short notice. I think it's a game changer for the city to have free parking leading up to city, and we'll measure it and hopefully it will make a change, and we'll put the city retail call in particular back on the right track and give them a good retail spend. So on that basis, I put the motion. Those in favour? Motion is carried 2-0. Now, item 13.22, tender 123189, design and supply of illuminated Christmas decorations. I ask that I move that we enter behind closed doors to discuss a matter that is potentially commercially sensitive.
Happy to second.
Thank you. Motion is carried 2-0.
Excuse me, mate.
the motions that were carried behind closed doors, if anybody is actually interested enough to return. Not so. I think I have to anyway. So, all right. Okay. For the information of the gallery, I advise that the officer's recommendation was moved as printed on page 150 of the agenda. Page 350, yep, and also the other motion was that we move out from behind closed doors. Thank you. So coming to that, I will go back to the main part of the agenda and look for motions of which previous notice has been given. Nil. There is no urgent business, so therefore I declare the meeting closed at 6:28 p.m.